そして、岩手、宮城、福島の3県を中心にして漁村が崩壊、消滅をするというふうな、まあ、状況ということで、まあ、大変な事態になっております、はい。
Welcome, compassionate viewers, to Planet Earth, our loving home. This week's program is part two in a three-part series examining the destruction of numerous Japanese coastal communities following the March 11, 2011 Tohoku earthquake centered off the northeastern coast of Japan. Measuring 9.0 on the Richter scale, the quake is the world's fourth largest since 1900 and generated an immense deadly tsunami that hit the coast just minutes after the seismic event. Entire seaside towns were flattened with waves up to 38 meters high recorded. Many of these were fishing ports. Japan, a nation of over 127 million, has suffered a tremendous loss. Though it is difficult to calculate given that records and homes have been swept away and entire families have perished, it is thought that the number of dead and missing following the disaster is over 100,000. Also, more than 362,000 have been displaced from their homes. We asked Hiromi Yoshida, Senior Managing Director of a Japanese fishing trade group called the National Federation of Fisheries Cooperative Associations, to provide more perspective on the catastrophe's impact on the fishing industries based in northeastern Japan.
この被災の受けた地区の漁業者の数が2万5000人ぐらい、先ほど申し上げたうちのですね、でございますので、この大半の方が船を失い、あるいは家屋を失い、養殖施設を失ったというふうに思っております。はい、そうですね、岩手県ではですね、ほぼ、まあ、壊滅状態って言っておりますが、実際に稼働している漁船の数、実際に稼働している数を言いますと、岩手県は1万隻余りございますけれども、一説によると、この 4% 程度しか残っていないというふうに言われておりますので、ほぼ壊滅状態。いうふうなことではないでしょうか。宮城県でも約1万隻弱ございますけれども、これも同様に、9割以上が被災を受けているというふうに、現時点では推定ですけれども聞いております。
We also asked Mr. Yoshida how many fishing ports were devastated by the disaster.
実際に、まあ、水産庁から発表されて、おります現時点の数字ではですね、特に主要な被災県の岩手と宮城の調査がですね、まだ終わっていないので、確定的なことは言えないんですけれども、比較的部分的な被害であった県の調べがついてまして、まあ、それは北海道、青森、茨城、千葉、等で明らかになっておりますが、岩手宮城の漁港が仮に言われてますように壊滅的であるというふうに、仮にこれを 100% と仮定をいたしますと、300余りの漁港が被災を受けているということになろうかと思います。
その被害額というのは
実際には漁船であるとか港であるとか、それから漁業に関するさまざまな施設、それらを全部見積もらなきゃなりませんけれども、ただ概算でこの被災を受けた主催、主な被災県であります宮城県の県庁が推計している数字が報道されておりますけれども、これがおよそ3800億円、日本円で3800億円ぐらいではないかと言われておりますので、これに岩手、それから福島、それから北海道、青森、茨城、千葉というところの被災を加えてきますと、どの程度の数字になるか想像もつかないというふうな状況でございます。
With radiation leaking from the quake-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex in Fukushima Prefecture, Fears of consuming possibly contaminated fish and shellfish have kept many Japanese consumers away from seafood restaurants and markets. Tokyo's Tsukiji Market is known as the world's largest wholesale fish and seafood market. In 2009, 544,000 tons of seafood was sold here. The market's average daily trade volume between March 18th and 24th, 2011, dropped by 30% compared to the same period in March 2010. With the volume for mackerel and sardines dropping by 60 to 70% and tuna and sari decreasing by half. We asked the manager of a sushi restaurant near Tsukiji Market about seafood sales since the earthquake.
地震とか津波が起きた影響で、その起こる前と後では何か変化がありましたでしょうか？
まるっきりも壊滅状態ですね。中の、鮮魚ですね、まるっきりもう、4分の1ぐらい、地震のある前と、もちろん我々の関連企業でも、雑貨屋さんでも、大体4分の1ぐらいの売り上げです、はい、
お客さんの数も減ってるということですか？
全然ダメですね。
Now let us meet three people who were in the Tohoku region when the earthquake and tsunami occurred. Scott West, Director of Intelligence and Investigations for the U.S.-based nonprofit group the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, was in Otsuchi Town, a municipality located in Iwate Prefecture and known for dolls porpoise fishing when the earthquake struck. Thankfully, he and his party were able to escape the tsunami with just 60 seconds to spare. Sadly, over 1,500 of the town's residents are dead or missing following the cataclysm.
Well, I think that the area was very familiar with tsunami. They were taking it very seriously, with the sirens and closing of the gates. I think most people thought that the water would not go past the walls. And so their concern was getting inside the wall and getting the doors closed. I understand now that the mayor first set up his command post immediately after the earthquake in the parking lot right off the front doors of City Hall. And then he decided, in an abundance of caution, to move his operation to the second floor of City Hall, just in case water did get into town. Well, he and his whole crew were killed because the water went up to the top of the building. So it was far more than even the emergency preparedness people were expecting to see. So I think what happened is that most people felt secure behind the wall, and nobody anticipated it to be a 9.0 earthquake with that large of a tsunami coming in that quickly. The tsunami was in the port within 8 minutes of the earthquake.
Scott West and his companions were touched by the townspeople's offers of assistance, even though the locals were utterly traumatized by the tragic event.
We saw evidence of extreme human misery, and it was very difficult. Just trying to take in the amount of devastation and loss that so many of these people had. And yet, you know, time and again, the generosity and kindness of these victims and survivors shone through. And the warmth and the kindness and the generosity shown to us by people who were in shock and had lost everything was just quite extraordinary. And I think it speaks to the Japanese people.
Kujiro Mori is a fisherman from the now decimated town of Ofunato, which is also located in Iwate Prefecture.
Teichi Ami to それから牡蠣の養殖を営んでやっております。
Teichi Ami ではどういう種類のお魚を取ってらっしゃいますか？
はい、イワシとかサバ、それから鮭類ですね。まあいずれ今までの経験から言いまして、このような大きな津波が来ると思いませんでしたから。
で、ちょうど、津波に遭われたりとか、巻き込まれたりとかいうことなく、お逃げになられた、その時の状況を教えていただけますか？
私の家はちょっとね、ちょっと高いところにありますから、まあここまでは来ることはないだろうと思っていたんですけども、徐々に水が来ましてね、すぐ裏が山なもんですから、山に上がりました。資材はね、まだ倉庫に残っているようですが、それなんかは見なくなりました。
Chikara Murakami is a longtime fisherman from the now debris-strewn Kesennuma, a city in Miyagi Prefecture where previously 90% of Japan's shark fin trade took place.
Murakami Chikara, 59 years old. 19 years old. Hotate and kaki. Kachi no yōshoku to hotate no yōshoku.
Before that, what was it?
Maguro-sen. I was on the boat.
This year's big earthquake.会われまして本当にもう大変なことだったと思うんですけれども、その当時の様子それから被害のことなど教えていただけますか。
被害って船で海に逃げたもんでこっちのことは他のことは分かりませんでした。一晩船で沖にいました。
地震が来てからすぐに、これは津波が来るなっていうことで船で沖の方に行かれたんですか。
はい、そうです、はい、
After staying at sea, Mr. Murakami returned to land the next day, only to find everything had been destroyed. His house, his livelihood, everything.
はい、何も残っていません。施設も何もないです。津波に流されて去年のチリ津波も1年も経ってないのに2回目なんで。
その時もやはり全て、今までその育ててたものが養殖されてたものが全部流されてしまったんですか。
いや違います。3分の1は残ったんですけど施設を作るのに莫大なお金がかかりまして、そんで今度の津波となっている状態です。
Fires engulfed the city of Kesennuma and charred much of the little that remained following the earthquake and tsunami. Still, residents were offered a ray of consolation in the fact that Ashinome Kindergarten was untouched by the tragic events of March 11th.And all the school's students are safe with the exception of one who remains missing. On March 28, 2011, the kindergarten held a heartwarming graduation ceremony for 56-year-old girls and boys moving on to the first grade. Likewise, all students of the nearby Minami Kesennuma Elementary School survived, except for one still unaccounted for, despite the school having been severely damaged by the disaster.On March 23rd, 2011, the entire graduating class received their diplomas in a hope-filled ceremony held at a gymnasium of a local high school. What has happened in Japan is a stark reminder of the fragile balance of the ecosphere. Speaking during an international gathering with our association members in February 2009,Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the mounting frequency and intensity of calamities, as well as humanity's crucial role in safeguarding the planet.
Why is there an earthquake? Why is there so much tsunami? It's because we are too neglectful of our Earth. So we are more bad for the Earth.越有那些地震和灾难，我们人类哈，那个意念越那个残暴，越多台风，那个就反映我们那个心态的，就对了。他们那些就是像神仙一样，来这里为了做我们要求的东西。我们要善良。他就啊，气候很好啊，世界和平。我们如果不要善良，他就给我们不善良。动物也是有灵魂嘛，啊，我们就造成那些杀生之祸，或是我们 鼓励那种杀生自化的话，当然那个天气会改啊，因为那些神仙呢、就是叫我们命令而做的，因为我们是万物之主，神仙比不上我们，他们来这边帮忙我们而已，他认为来这边就给我们天气好，风吹吹凉凉的晚上就一定凉凉的，那个月亮出来，白天一定太阳会凉凉的出来，刚好不热不冷的。不过因为我们心情太差了嘛，太风波了，太暴力了，所以那个神仙也不知道怎么办呢、所以我才说全地球如果是数的话，世界会和平，地球会改变的。
Please join us next Wednesday on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, for part 3 of our 3-part series examining the devastation to coastal towns in northeastern Japan following the Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. Thank you for joining us today on our program. Enlightening Entertainment is up next after Noteworthy News. May we forever cherish all life and be blessed with the grace of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE